Now, we're joined on the line by Declan Keogh, who is Kerry County Council Road Safety Officer. Declan, good morning and welcome, and thank you for coming to coming on the show this morning. We really appreciate it. Unfortunately, we mentioned there in our news that a lady is in a critical condition following a crash last night, and hopefully she will be okay. But it just underlines again the importance of the role you do as Road Safety Officer for the county, and the message that you impart to all of us to be always mindful on the roads.
Yes, Tasha, good morning, and good morning to your listeners. And first and foremost, our thoughts are with that lady who has been involved in that collision last evening, 11:40 last night, and we hope that person has a full and speedy recovery. Obviously, road safety affects every person of every road user in every community. Even though a person may be on the road thinking that they're safe, that they're in the vehicle, that they're belted up, somebody else on the road may not be doing something proper and correct or responsible, and that's where the problem starts, and that's where issues bring trauma to people's doors. So I suppose we would appeal for every single road user, whether you're a cyclist, a pedestrian, a passenger, or a person on a scooter or whatever, to always take into account the fragility of your life and the life of others, and as well as that, to take on board that any single action that you take or you make or another person does can change your life irreversibly.
Now, Declan, you won an award at the Road Safety Awards yesterday. Tell us about the award that you've won as Road Safety Officer for Kerry County Council.
Well, these awards were part of the RSA's Leading Lights Awards, which recognises people, individuals, groups or bodies who, I suppose, have done some work in road safety, to promote road safety and to improve road safety. So the Safer Roads Road Safety Conference, which was held in Kerry in May of this year, that was nominated for an award. It received a number of nominations from various people and different bodies, and it received a special recognition award for the conference. The conference itself brought together stakeholders who are road safety stakeholders, the likes of the local authorities, the engineers, the An Garda Síochána, the Road Safety Authority, collision responders. I suppose all together, the conference was about education, enforcement, engineering, the influencers, collision victims, collision responders. So every single branch of the road safety tree was represented at the Safer Roads Conference. Now, the conference itself started off as a local county conference. It advanced then to a regional and then a national conference, and in the end, an international conference, because we had speakers from the UK, from France, from New Zealand. We also had visitors from Estonia and other parts of Europe as well, who attended a conference. A lot of work went into that conference, and from the outset I want to say a huge thanks to Director of Services of Kerry County Council Frank Hartnett and my senior engineer Fiona O'Neill, who from the outset gave 100% support and guidance in terms of having the conference here in Kerry. It not only brought stakeholders and people in the road safety business to Kerry, it also allowed people in the room to discuss road safety, to discuss the recent and current trends in road safety, and to find out and discuss what can be done to improve road safety. And as well as that, I suppose it brought some business to the Kerry region, to Killarney in particular, tourism and accommodation as well. So overall, the Safer Roads Road Safety Conference, which received the Leading Light Awards, was a huge benefit to County Kerry and to Kerry County Council. And our next conference then is on the 11th and 12th of March of next year.
And I remember that conference particularly well, Declan, because it was in the Gleneagle Arena in Killarney, wasn't it? And Jerry went along to the event, and he recorded the talk from a remarkable woman from Liselton and Tidings, whose son Padraig sadly was killed in a crash 21 years ago now. He was just 22 years old, and I think for an event, first of all, Anne was incredibly courageous to speak and make this direct appeal to young people and to all those attending to the conference, and indeed wider audiences such as those listening to radio, listening to details about the event on Radio Kerry. I just thought it was very impressive that Anne spoke at the conference, given that she'd lost her own son. And conferences like that can have all the talking heads they want, But I'm sure that's the contribution of someone like Anne, someone who has lost a child, who has lost a loved one in a crash, that has a powerful impact that no other expert could reach.
It does indeed. And I suppose the conference, the project and the, I suppose, the outset of what purpose Anne has at conferences in terms of standing up in front of an audience of people. She's lost a loved one. She's lost a son in a road traffic collision, the same as any other person, bereaved parent. And I suppose to this day, nobody knows where those people get the courage and the power to stand up in front of people and talk about the trauma and the loss that they have suffered. And I suppose I met Anne previously, and I spoke to her on the phone not too long ago. And I suppose the reason, obviously, Anne is trying to, or is talking, you know, about her loss, is to try and improve road safety and try and put it into the minds of people, young people in particular, that at any time, any person's life can change. Anne would have spoken at the AXA Road Safety Roadshow, which was held earlier last year. And as well as that, you know, she would have led the World Remembrance Day of Road Traffic Victims in Listowel in November of this year. So obviously, Anne, like many, many bereaved parents and people who have lost loved ones, have a huge job on their hands in terms of trying to influence and change the behaviours of a lot of people. I suppose the speakers at the Safer Roads Conference were road safety professionals. They were from senior officials from an Garda Síochána, the Road Safety Authority, Transport Infrastructure Ireland, all the roads bodies. And again, they're the people who are building the roads, preparing and fixing the roads, I suppose, but as well as that, enforcing road safety and enforcing us all on the roads. The audience themselves at the Safer Roads Conference were road safety professionals and collision responders. And I suppose, given the time of year that we're in, it's a busier time of the year. The mornings are dark and the evenings are darker sooner. There's a lot more activity on the roads and a lot more challenges for drivers in particular. And I mentioned the collision responders, the fire ambulance and paramedics who respond to collisions. If anyone had a chance to even think of the circumstances that they are faced with every single day of their working lives, they're responding to an incident on a blue light on their route from either an ambulance station or a fire station. They don't know what they're going to see or meet on the side of a road. They anticipate what it might be, but God knows what they're going to meet. And I suppose people should spare a thought for those people in the emergency services and the pre and post hospital care, the likes of doctors and nurses in A&E, who are hugely affected, I suppose, by road traffic collisions, particularly traumatic and severe collisions. But I suppose to try and change all of that, Trasa, every single road user, particularly drivers and vulnerable road users, it is everyone's responsibility to make themselves safe on the road, to make themselves visible on the road, and to adhere to all the road legislation, the road rules of the road, basically be responsible and safe while on your journey.
And once again, Declan, congratulations on winning a special recognition award at the Road Safety Awards for the Safer Roads Road Safety Conference. And it's great to hear it'll be returning next year as well, Declan. Declan Keogh, Kerry County Council Road Safety Officer. Declan, one more thing before we wrap up. And I just coincidentally, yesterday, Kerry County Council also happened to send in a press release saying that it has noted a notable increase in the number of people who are using the roads at times of low light and in the dark. They're not wearing any high-vis. They're not visible.
Yeah, so this is observations that we see as council officials and workers, and as well as that, from talking to members of the public, we kind of, I suppose, you'd hear people saying, you know, oh, I was coming up the road and all of a sudden I saw a pedestrian on the road or someone on the road. I didn't have a chance to slow down and stop. I suppose, literally, at the moment, I'm outside St. Bridget's Post-Primary or Secondary School in Killarney here. I'm about to deliver road safety education to almost 300 students. And the main angle of that talk will be their own responsibility, their own safety, and their own or the onus on themselves to be safe. And the fact that they are vulnerable road users, I'll be impressing on them to be visible to other people. I suppose, going back to your question, Trasa, in terms of the notable increase, we have seen a notable increase, or we hear of a number of reports of people who are out on the road, whether they're cyclists or pedestrians or people on scooters, who are absolutely in dark clothes, in dark times, whether it's low light, early evening, low light, or during the night. And this is absolutely unacceptable, because not only are they putting themselves at great danger, they're also putting the driver at a great danger, because when a person is on the road, they're not wearing any highly visible or luminous material or even carrying a torch. A driver has no chance to see them. And it has to be said, pedestrians must take responsibility. When a pedestrian is knocked down, generally the fault lies on the driver, and that's very, very unfortunate. I know there's conversations around that which hopefully will improve, but it is a person's responsibility as a pedestrian, as a cyclist and as a scooter user to make themselves visible. And I speak in general. I'm not saying every single pedestrian doesn't do it. There are an awful lot of people who do wear high visibility vests. There are an awful lot of cyclists who are responsible and who are prepared and ready for their cycle, and they're doing it properly and responsibly. That has to be said and agreed with. But there are some who are putting themselves and drivers at a risk. A driver needs
And the category of road user, Padraig, are we, from the observations that council staff have made and contact they've gotten from the public, is it mostly pedestrians? Is it mostly cyclists? Is it mostly people on e-scooters? Or is it right across the board of all categories of users that there's a notable, it's very notable that there's a significant number of people who are not wearing high vis?
I would say mostly the comments are about pedestrians and scooter users, and the age demographic for pedestrians is different. It goes from the young people up to not so young, but the scooter users generally would be teenage, early 20s. There are some reports of cyclists out and about without vests, but not a huge amount in terms of that. But a vulnerable road user is a pedestrian, is a cyclist, is a scooter user, or someone who is, I suppose, not protected by the vehicle. I'm sitting in a vehicle at the moment outside of school, and I'm protected by this vehicle for as much as it will protect me. There's a cage around me, I suppose, a cage of protection. But when you're on the road as a pedestrian, you're absolutely exposed to any sort of impact or any elements that you make come in contact with you. So I suppose primarily it's pedestrians and scooter users who are not being visible. And I suppose to raise awareness about the visibility factor, we were out on Saturday night at Orida's Bar and Restaurant in the locality of Ballymacelliot, sorry, I'm not a Kerry person, so you may excuse me.
Ballymac.
So we were out there providing high vis vests to members of the public, locals who I spoke to a number of people, and they tell me how far they walk. And one gentleman actually told me that from his front door to the bar and restaurant is 575 steps, and he has to cross a main road. So all those elements are taken into account. And I suppose it has to be said as well, thanks to our friends in the Road Safety Authority for providing some of the vests. But as well as that, we are providing vests from our own road safety budget in the County Council, which is very, very important.
So briefly, we're tight for time, Declan. Where can people get the high-vis?
Well, I'll be distributing high-vis vests in different localities. We'll put it up on Kerry County Council's social media, Facebook and other platforms. But as well as that, we're going to provide some in Kerry County Council's offices. But we look at, I suppose, the best thing, Trasa, is for people to go to Kerry County Council's social media Facebook page, and we have information on that where people can collect a high-vis vest.
Great. Declan, congratulations again. Kerry County Council Road Safety Officer Declan Keogh, he's won a special recognition award at the Road Safety Awards for the Safer Roads Road Safety Conference, now an annual event in Kerry.